Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? It's Monique Leray, and this is The Startup, and I'm out in the field again. And I brought my little portable mic to show you that I'm out in the field, but you can see that. And the show always must go on. Happy November to everybody. And how's everybody doing after the election? And hopefully you're enjoying this weather and we're being good to each other. Today's a packed show. I'm really excited. We have one of our Pandemic Posse members, Saman Kazani, in the house. So we're going to start with him. And he's a therapist in the west side of L.A. Saman, how are you?
Hey. Every time it starts, that music comes on. It's so catchy. You almost start dancing for a second.
Right? It's true. They do a really good job over there at LA Talk Radio. How are you, my friend? How's it going?
I'm good. I mean, I think like a lot of us, there's a little bit of everything going on all at once. And then the pandemic and the election and all this global stuff kind of adds on top of it. So I'm doing my best to manage all these different parts of reality, I guess you could say.
Hey, you know what? That's an honest answer. Because if someone told me I'm doing really great, I would believe them, but also say, is that a real true answer with everything happening?
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that because I think that's actually really important. You know, when I'm talking to clients, there's this thing of like, when you ask somebody how they're doing, you don't really you don't think you're really supposed to say what's happening inside for you. And I think right. A lot of us are often like navigating how much of our turmoil do we actually maybe share, and or does it make us seem weak, or do we actually know, and how many people actually want that from us? So I don't know. I like to share a little bit about what I'm enjoying and what I'm struggling with, so that it feels like the other person doesn't have to just say everything's great.
Yeah, I like that. It's more authentic, and you're showing that, hey, you know, I can have some good stuff going on and still be dealing with, like you say, turmoil. It's a perfect word for 2020. I wanted to get Saman back on here, you guys, before the holidays began, because, you know, on top of everything, we're going to throw on some holidays with in-laws and how to navigate that. And I think, you know, offline I was sharing with you, I had like the worst Thanksgiving last year. I mean, just, it sucked. It was horrible. So I decided we're going to do the Seed event on Skid Row. And instead of getting in my head and feeling sorry for myself about last year or wishing I had a better outcome, I'm going to give and pay it forward to some people who really could use some love in a pandemic. So that's what we're doing on November 22nd on Thanksgiving proper. I have no Thanksgiving invite, and I can't really expect any during a pandemic, right? I mean, what is your take on that? And perhaps people not feeling rejected or left out or lonely, like, do you have any tips specifically on how we can get around that angst?
Yeah, well, my first reaction actually was to what you were sharing about your terrible Thanksgiving last year.
Terrible. And the worst.
And that was with people, was that with family or people you knew?
Yeah, it was with family. Yeah, it was family.
I was smiling, not because I'm happy it was hard for you, but because it's such a cliche, right? Like, we're all kind of together on this day, but so many people talk about it, like it carries so much stress. And
I think
one thing that, I don't know if a lot of people will necessarily like hearing this, but it makes sense that on these larger holidays, we carry, it's heavy and it comes with turmoil a lot. Like, for instance, you see, you know, a lot of people, for instance, on Mother's Day and Father's Day, which is a beautiful day of celebration, but often I also see people crying the most on those days and feeling a lot of intensity in their lives and sharing that. And that's because the day carries with it the psychology of the mother, which is a much more intense thing than just a day of getting together. It's every experience that's connected with that person that is pretty heavy. And I think Thanksgiving brings up the same thing. It brings in this call for gratitude. And at the same time, what happens is when we bring a call in for something, we immediately bring in its opposite. So you bring in the gratitude, and with that often comes an immediate feeling of resentment, of not wanting something, of what comes with the territory. And I think for starters, it's good to acknowledge those two sides of the coin, that when I enter a situation like this, it comes with both. It comes with both. And some years it could be easier than others, some years it could not. But there's something about accepting that I think is super important.
Yeah, you know, I like that you highlight that. And probably just like you offered before, I'm going to share some good stuff and some stuff that's kind of a challenge. We should walk into those family situations, because it's not like we're new. It's not like we don't know what Thanksgiving is. I mean, this is your first Thanksgiving. You're hoping it'll go great, but
Yeah, I wouldn't use, personally, I don't like using the word should, though, in this situation. I just think it helps, because there are people, you know, and it's reasonable for them to not necessarily want to be in that environment. And maybe that's not what they want. For some people, the question might be, how can I be most conscious about what I want this day to mean to me, and who do I want to spend it with? If I can't necessarily spend it with the people I want to spend it with, what are other ways of acknowledging that day for what it is? I like what you said about giving to your community. You know, you can, there's something about outreach work and doing community work that immediately makes you feel connected to the collective and to the gratitude of that, which is what that day is about. For another person who's maybe more attached to moving, to being with their family or whoever they spend that day with, they might want to say, okay, I know I'm about to go into what usually feels to me like the war zone, right? If that's their narrative for it, or I'm going into a space at the least that could have some difficulty. What is it that's important for me going into the space? Why not bring that up in advance? You know, I often will say to people, okay, there are people, what would it be like to call the parent up and say, you know, I was thinking about how this happens every year. And instead of us being surprised, maybe we can just chat, and I want to tell you about what I would love this to look like this year. And I'd love to hear what you want out of this, and how we think that would work, and have that discussion.
Setting intentions, because we do it in business. We always go, okay, guys, here's the notes for the Zoom meeting, and this is the structure of how it's going to go. Why not use a little of that? Well, I know why, because there's emotions, and it's family and friends. You can't control that, right? I mean, hell.
Which opens up a bunch of other doors to what's happening in our relationships, right?
Fair enough. And, you know, getting some structure, because, you know, you're going to have family members and friends that are getting together. The whole year has been kind of rough for a lot of people collectively. And then you've got the election results on top of that. There's, you know, today I got some crazy messages in some of my social media. And it's interesting that people aren't as gracious as they could be if their candidate didn't win. Because, you know, at the end of the day, we all want to come together and get our economy going again and be startup businesses and be entrepreneurs and be healthy and travel and live. And so I like that you're giving us some tips before the holiday. You guys, if you want to reach out to Simon, give everybody your plug. You're not leaving yet, but in case they tuned in and they don't know where they can find you.
Sure. So I am on social media, on Instagram. My IG is To Be Human Psychotherapy. So it's not the number two, it's the word. So it's TOBE Human Psychotherapy. They can also find me on Facebook at Saman Kazani LMFT. They can call me at 818-207-4443. And they can email me right now at SamanKazani1@gmail.com.
Beautiful. And you're taking clients all over the place, right? Because we have a big following in St. Louis as well. So, I don't know. You're taking clients?
I am to a certain extent mandated to only see people who are residents of California, because that's where I'm licensed.
Great. Okay.
You know? So
great. Yeah, I think you did mention that before, and I always keep trying to push you out of the box. Okay. So, beautiful.
Yeah.
What else is going on? I think, you know, so what's going on? Now, my nails are completely a mess. I'll put some on if we're doing like a photo shoot or something. No manicures this year since March. So what's going on with your nails? They look better than mine. You got them painted? What's happening? Do you mind if I ask?
You know what, actually, I had, they're they're still on me. It's been probably been like a month, but my younger cousin, she painted them on me at a family gathering a few weeks ago, and I don't want to take it off because it reminds me of that relationship, so.
That's sentimental. I love that.
Yeah, and there's also this other thing, you know, we don't have to get too much into this, but for me, like, okay, they've kind of half faded. And for me, there's something, maybe it's some rebellious part of me that's like, why does it have to fill up and be perfect to stay on my body, you know? So I like it as an act of like, until this leaves, I'm not taking it off, you know?
Oh, just a something. Little, okay, a little, yeah. Take that, 2020. I'm going to do
I have my own little stubborn moments, yeah.
Okay, good. You do use them on. Yeah, that could be a rabbit hole we could go down, but I guess we won't. let's talk about setting intentions for the new year. As a startup business, as someone that has a medium-sized business, someone that is barely holding on, you know, for dear life with their business and trying to stay healthy and sane, can you offer some ideals on that entrepreneur that feels like this year really wiped them out and they're trying to find their footing again, you know, like they want their business to be back, and we don't have a vaccine yet, and I don't think that, you know, there's going to be one anytime soon. I mean, I'm hearing a lot of things, but it takes time for medicine to catch up, you know, for something to be good and work.
Yeah, I mean, you might be able to speak to this almost more than I can in the entrepreneur world, because you probably would agree that like any entrepreneur I've seen has actually had their business go through a lot of fluctuations before it took off to where it was. I don't know. I've never heard a story or an interview from one person who was like, I built this thing and then it took off and it's been smooth sailing from there, you know? So, you know.
Unless you do porn. I mean, I don't know. Or you sell coffee.
Yeah, it's going to be hard for people. Let's not pretend this is only an opportunity to take off. But I think there's an immense amount of value in that, to see the pandemic as an opportunity of, you know, how is this going to make me shift how I go about things and do things? You know, maybe it and maybe it forces you in a way to focus on an aspect of yourself and your business that you've been avoiding.
Yeah.
And, you know, having the time in is like, wow, this time in a way, if you want to look at this, is set for you. It's made for you to work through something that you really wouldn't if you weren't at home as often as you were. And
Yeah. I, you know, someone comes to mind, she's a chef and she's getting laid off. I mean, they're closing down again because the virus is getting out of control in her area in the country. And I think I saw her tweet or post something about it. And I messaged her right away because it was clear to me. I'm like, oh my God, you have time at home now. Yeah, it sucks that your money's getting cut and you got to get on unemployment, but now we can work on your YouTube channel and you can do your chefing online and you can write your cookbook and you can get all your, like, I was getting excited and I messaged it to her. I haven't heard back, but you're right. We have to, like, really dig deep this year. This year is that year.
I do want to add also, though, that so it's not just pressure about the rebuild that under, because, you know, as an entrepreneur or a person trying to build a business, it's often that you equate your value with what you've created and what you've made. And it's beautiful if that works out and you build something that works for you and you get money for it, you know, but I think there's something almost more important about being in touch with the critical parent in you, or being in touch with the part of you in a way that tells you you're not doing enough, you know, so that your value and your self-worth is not dictated by this thing. Because there are people falling into holes with business right now. And it's very hard to stop and say, wow, nothing's working for me right now. But that doesn't equate with how much energy and effort and thoughtfulness I put into this and what I feel about myself as a human being. You know, we have value in so many things other than what we build in terms of our finances and our business. And I think that's more important than anything, to get in touch with that and stay close to it. Don't let it, because it has a way of trying to fool you, that voice. That voice really likes to come in and be like, wow, look, you haven't done anything. Look at all the other people who have built these opportunities. And it's like, you got to stop. You know, I say to people often, talk to that shadow and say, are you trying to, it doesn't seem like you're trying to help me. What's your business here?
So you're talking, you're hitting on something that like, yeah, is really ringing in my head right now. So you're calling it the critical parent. Meanwhile, I tatted it on my arm. I call it ambition.
So, yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, these things aren't, you know, they're not wholly one thing. So absolutely. I mean, maybe one thing that can come from, and it's not just the critical parent. I say that to say that it symbolizes any voice that tells you you should be doing something other than what you're doing. And sometimes those voices make you more ambitious and they push you through and they take you further in something. And it could be a hellish experience and one that's rewarding later. And sometimes they kind of make you feel like you're never enough. So I wouldn't say we need to separate them. You know, the ambition can come with that.
Critical parent. I'm going to keep that phrase in my head because that is something, that's something new that's ringing for me. And I guess a lot of people, if they are, you know, stay-at-home parents or, moms and dads, that voice could ring with them too, you know, in a different way. Like, why aren't you doing more in business? Why are you just home-related? You know, so I think people can, that can shift for a lot of people in a lot of different ways, that inner pressure, if you will.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And has many different names.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, going into the new year, setting expectations, setting goals, allowing your business to shift and giving yourself permission to, because here's the thing too, Simone, I often look at businesses that scaled really quickly. I had a client, he just scaled his business. I just posted about it within 10 months. He was able to scale it from doing less than 100 units to tens of thousands in 10 months. We were working together. He was working with one other person as well, and he was able to just get it where he needs it to be, and it's now paying for itself. And I'm like, all right, he followed the things I was saying. He did his own thing too. Great hybrid combination of that. What? I want a lot of businesses to go that way, but every brand is different and every personality is different. And I think having the psychology behind your brand and addressing those things really helps move it forward quicker. Like, we all have psychology within us that is either inhibiting or, you know, the brand to move forward. Like, being able to receive.
Yeah.
That was my thing. That was my thing in the beginning, being able to receive, you know?
Yeah. Well, so what I'm hearing, what you're saying, though, is also a bit of comparison, right? I mean, what's the difference between looking around at businesses that have scaled and ones that haven't, and your own, and being, I don't know, on like a in a kindergarten class, looking around at the kids who are drawing and painting. What happens to, let's be real about that for a second. What happens to that little kid who looks over and says, oh, I'm not in the lines enough, or it's not pretty enough, or the colors aren't supposed to go this way, or this isn't the picture I wanted to be drawing, or whatever it is. And it doesn't really help the kid, right?
No.
It doesn't do anything but make him feel like crap. You know, there's one of my favorite things that a former therapist told me once was comparison is an act of violence against the self. You know, it's hard not to sometimes, but we forget what we're looking at is not us. It's a symbol of something that lives in us that we want to carry and that we want to experience in our lives. But deep down, who we are is a very particular set of circumstances in our soul, in our finances, in our family upbringing, in our physiological and psychological struggles. You know,
yeah.
And those happen differently, and that doesn't mean to say step back and stop the hustle, but sometimes it feels counterintuitive. Sometimes it's harder for people to step back and say, okay, if I'm actually kinder and I don't force myself to succeed in the same exact way as this other person in front of me at the same pace, that will actually help you get where you're going a little bit faster, not slower, because you're not carrying the weight of that pressure, you know?
And Abraham Hicks talks about allowing it to go and feeling good and being in your process. I like that you're hitting on that. And that actually gives me confirmation that, you know, I love seeing other entrepreneurs and how they're making it. And, you know, you watch Shark Tank and you hear about all these people and how they got to where they are and all the other, you know, dolphin tanks or whatever. They're not all going to be like that. They're not all going to start like that. There's some people who, like a JV, I mean, that was a rough start. But if anybody can do it from the ghetto to Forbes, I mean, pushing crack to being on the Forbes list, how dare I complain about anything, you know?
And there are people who've come on that show, by the way, and not sold their product and killed it later. And then there are people who sold their product and the sharks were like, we wish we didn't purchase this one. I mean, that is not real life. It is in some sense, but that is an indication of success. It's just it's a platform for something.
There's a beautiful extra tool in there, you guys, that Saman just offered, or a beautiful gem within that last statement, those last few statements. And what he has in there that I want to highlight is, don't compare your journey to someone else's, even though we want to. And I've done it too, where I'm like, oh, look at, well, I'm 42, and like, no, just stop, because we're all starting at different places. Just enjoy your journey, be grateful for where you are, and draw from your journey, because you're inspiring other people just doing you. I mean, that saying, like, there's only one you, it's true. And when you think about all the social and psychological and all the factors that make up why you're an entrepreneur, why you have a startup, there's no two fingerprints the same.
And you know, one of the things I had to learn the hard way with that is that that doesn't mean I can't still be inspired. Like, I can look at the person and say, I don't want to compare my journey. I don't want to have the same thing. But I could look at them and be like, damn, I kind of want that. Like, how do I put that in a bottle? Is there a way I can get some of that stuff, you know? And it's like, in a way, it's inspirational. We say, wow, like, I'm going to look around me and say, okay, these are all things I aspire. And if I can somehow hold those ideas, these people are each symbols of something I want for myself. And if I can kind of just hold that gently, as opposed to feeling I have to become it, then it's okay to inspire for that. But that's different than I'm not enough because I'm not there.
Beautiful, beautiful. What do you think, you know, as the collective moves forward, what do you think we should hold on to? What should we highlight out of this year? Just from your meetings with clients, of course you can't divulge, but just from what you've, you know, been gathering these acorns throughout all your sessions this year with business owners and homeowners and stay at homes and whatever you have in your group. What could we learn from this year, Saman? Bringing into 2021.
Wow, it's such a big question.
It is. Okay.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I'm just, you know this about me. I kind of reflect for a second. Well, I think what immediately stands out is kind of realizing what, you know, so many of us, I've heard so many people who are trying to find a way to contain the suffering of what's happening in the world. How do I contain it? How do I hold on to it? How do I solve the situation, you know? And there's a certain extent of this that's not containable. There's a certain, you know, it's a humbling experience. It's a part of you that really reminds you that you're human. It doesn't mean you can't go out into the world and create social change in the way you want to. That's not what I'm saying. But there is only so far each of us individually can hold the suffering of the collective. And that's a lot to ask of oneself. The other thing that stands out to me is the connection to the collective, which is what you were saying. You know, there's something that immediately kind of brings all of us together in a way. And I think that's pretty special.
Yeah. I love it. You guys, Saman is these days and on your phone these days. So if you haven't had the pleasure to look at his Instagram and all his social media on Facebook and everywhere else you can find Saman, check him out. And Saman, I imagine this is your busy season, even though it's a pandemic year. So the whole year is your busy season. I mean, I imagine that you're stepping into Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, New Year's, Thanksgiving, and it being.
Yeah, there's never a time in which people aren't feeling something. So, you know, that's. But you're right that the holidays do carry a kind of. There's something about it. Sometimes a melancholy or an angst, and or vice versa, an opposite kind of shift.
Yeah, Yeah, okay. Well, he's around. You're available. And give everybody your handles one more time, Simon, and your phone number, please, if they want to reach out to you.
Yeah, my phone number is 818-207-4443. My Insta is To Be Human Psychotherapy, To Be Human Psychotherapy. And my email is SamanKazani1@gmail.com. And then on Facebook, they can find me at SamanKazaniLMFT. So those are the four places they can find me. Eventually, I will be doing social distance masked sessions and walks and stuff like that, you know, to feel a little more, you know, just getting the whole in-person experience back. I'm not quite there yet.
For now,
I'm sticking to the Zoom sessions and seeing where things go from there.
Well, I'm excited that you are with us and you're going to be checking in through the rest of the year. And we've got some things cooking, hopefully, for next year with Simon. And thank you for being available. I know that you are very in-demand therapist in L.A., and we're just grateful to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I love coming here each time, so I appreciate it.
Oh, you do? Good. Yay. Even if you meet me in my car. Next time, it might be the airport.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Thank you, Simon.
All right.
That's Simon Kazani. He's available for your therapeutic needs and therapy needs there in LA area, but all of California, he's licensed to practice therapy, and it's a psychotherapy practice. And you can find him on all your major social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, and that's wonderful. Okay, great. And then, so now, in that spirit, in that same vein, this is like a self-care entrepreneur session today. So I want to switch over, and we have Dr. Marty. Hello, Dr. Marty. Dr. Casey, how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you doing, beautiful?
Oh, my God. You are just coming in with all the beauty. Look at this. I love it. And just thank you so much because you're a mover and shaker. I'm in my car, as you can see. But, you're in Florida. Why don't you tell everybody, since we got to catch up with you, who you are and what you do.
Well, thank you so much, first of all, Monique, for having me. My name is Dr. Marty K. Casey, and I am the founder of Show Me Arts Academy, and I also have a business called Ungun, and that's UNGUN. And Ungun is all about disarming trauma. It has nothing to do with anybody's Second Amendment rights, so don't get all shaken up about that. But it's really about dealing with that hard stuff, that stuff we keep sweeping up under the rug. Hurt people, but healed people, honey, can heal people. And I really want to connect with my communities, my people, to get us out, because how we show up is what makes the difference in us being successful in every part of our life, from relationships to business to even just having inner peace. And it is time. I think the time is right now. It's long overdue for us to get to that happy place again. And so that's what Ungunning is all about. So I'm most proud of that work, of what I'm working on right now. That is the reason that I'm even here in Florida. I'm in my hotel room right now. I don't want you all to think that I would purchase a picture like that, honey. That's here in this that's in this hotel room.
It's not your style. Okay.
That's not my style.
We got movers and shakers, and we get where we need to go. We do what we do.
Right. But I am here right now. I have just finished an extensive training with RIM Institute. That's R-I-M. RIM Institute is by Dr. Deb Sandella, who has a PhD, and she's an RN, and she has a fabulous technique that I will be incorporating in Ungun. So as many techniques and methods that I can find out there that can help us really get to a place where we can ungun those trauma bullets that we've been holding inside of our bodies for so long. That is what I am setting out to do. And that's how you and I have come to know each other, when I was out in LA last month. And
right.
I had to come out there and ungun a client.
Yes.
It was a really, really unfortunate situation that was really extreme, or what have you, what I would call a very extreme ungunning, but we was able to get that client to safety and get her the help that she needed and so Good. Absolutely deserved. So anytime that Good. We can aid others and helping them to get it to a better place and even save their lives, that's what this is all about. And well, so I'm an artist. You know, I call myself Monique. I coined a word, which is an actrivist. I am a professional actress. And a little bit of tech is in there because I have a fabulous app that is coming out that's also going to be able to help individuals in real time when you need someone. Your situation may not be as big as 911, but you will be able to communicate with us through this app that's going to get you the help that you need. But that other part of activist is that I'm also an activist. As you can see my shirt here, yes, honey, it says power and equality because I'm all about those power words. And yes. I am an activist out of St. Louis, Missouri, and I have been doing my thing for a long time, way before Ferguson. I actually started my activism, if you will, back in college in St. Louis. And St. Louis happens to be, we're trying to get away from that old red and blue stuff, right? We're calling them the states, but I happen to live in a red state. So we still have a whole lot of work to do. That was a state that didn't get flipped the other day. So you can imagine, you can imagine what we deal with every single day. So I'm out there grinding, making it happen. I sit on the world stage with a lot of fabulous organizations. One of the organizations is even Purpose Earth, and we have a big event coming up on November the 15th. Please, please, please go to purposeearth.org so you can hear and see more about that. I'm one of the speakers, but come and join me that day with other world speakers and artists and musicians from all over, because that's what changes the world. We're right now, we're looking for one of the questions or the statements, I should say, that I continue to hear. It's a thread. We're talking about healing. Everybody's talking about healing. Everyone's talking about uniting everyone and peace. Well, in order to do that, we have to come together. Everybody's voice has to be heard. And we have to mix our artistry together in order to create that movement and that moment and that mission. That's what we have to do. So I invite everyone to come on board, contact me, find me on ungunninstitute.com. Get at your girl. Let me know what you need.
Yes.
I'm here. I'm here, Monique.
I feel it. You are here and you bring your A game with the power. So we could check that off. You already got the power, you guys. And equality, we're still working on that. This is the startup, and so I want to tie all these dynamic ideas and beautiful sentiments into business as well. How can we tell our startup entrepreneurs to come in with power and to really, your message, how can that resonate for startup? People who are feeling a little defeated right now with the pandemic and everything going on, and they started their business, they put their money in it, and now they've got to sell their house, and they don't know what to do, and, you know, how can we add some of those... some of that vibe in there, if you will.
I like that. I like how you put that. Well, again, it goes back to what I've been saying. So I just want to reiterate that a little bit. If whatever might be blocking you, it could be something that goes all the way back to your childhood and you don't even know that is there. And one of the things that I love about Rim and Michael Klein, when I say excellent, excellent trainer, he just really taught us in a very simple form where it's not about what the trainer does. It's all about what your experience is for yourself, because only you know what you're feeling, right? Emotions, yeah. Your feelings, you own those. So when we can move those things and get them out of the way so that it's no longer a barrier for you, what will hold you back from being fabulous, Monique? What would keep you from being on the top of your game? Because you know it's already on the inside of you. God has already placed your talents and your gifts. That's already within. But if that stuff is being covered up by the junk of the world, because you might have been born into a situation or a family that has been toxic and dysfunctional, and now you carrying generation upon generation of junk, and you haven't been able to remove that, and you're masking that with some other stuff. We need to move all of that out of the way so you will be free to be your fabulous self, because that is your purpose. Otherwise, you're just kind of tapping into a position, meaning a job, or you might be even tapping into something that you like to do or what have you. But I want you to get to a place of purpose. When you, and you know the difference, you know if you are in a position or you're just in a place where it's like, oh, well, these are just kind of things I'm just kind of doing because, you know, this is all I can do right now. I want you to go higher. And when you reach that place of purpose, nobody, honey, nobody can stand in the way. And you own all of that. So if you are in a place where you're feeling stuck, think about what I just said. You're feeling stuck. Yeah. It's an emotion. It's a feeling. We can work with that. We can help you ungun that and move that out of the way with simple techniques. And so I'm telling you right now, if you want your life to change instantly, I've been traveling. I apologize. I'm sorry. You clicked out for a minute there. I snapped my finger, honey, and the whole thing was, see, that's the power. That's that power. That's that power. So Monique, for real, I'm telling you, I've been traveling since February of 2020 in the middle of this pandemic, safely traveling. I'm so glad that I've been well and nothing has happened, you know. However, what I'm saying to you is that when we don't operate in fear, when we do what's necessary to remain safe, we understand the situations. There's so many things we have to do. We cannot continue to lose so much time because we're in that mental block or that spiritual block, or even it's in our body with stress. And we feel like, oh, I'm so depressed. I'm so hurt. I'm so down. I can't do it. If that's how you're feeling right now, I'm talking to you right now. You need to be contacting me today and get a session booked. They need to get a session book right now because we can help with that.
It's pretty hard to get, by the way. Dr. Marty, if you guys can't feel this energy, this magic, this dynamic alignment through your phone, or I don't know what's going on with you, but she's a busy lady. Okay, you got to get on her, bang her line and get on her calendar. And where can people find you if they want to book you right before the holidays?
Or absolutely. So, you know what? And I like that. That's really good, because with the holidays coming up and we have a shift going on to keep our families protected, people are going to automatically feel depressed or what have you. This is the time to reach out to us. So I can be reached at ungunninstitute.com. I can also be reached at 314-518-5508. And I'll give that to you again, 314-518-5508. And of course, I'm on all of the social media channels, from Facebook to Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Find me, send me a message or what have you. Hey, you guys, we're in this together. Let's do away with all these titles and all this. I know this person and I've been here. Who cares about all of that? What I care about is how you feel. Because if you are not feeling well and you're hurting, you're going to turn around and hurt somebody else. And so I need to get you to a place of healing so that when you do run into other people, you will make them smile and you will get them to a place of healing. That's where we are right now. There's one other thing I would love to ask everyone to do if you want to find out a little bit more about me and what I stand for. Go to YouTube and be sure to look up Welcome Home America. I just did a big speech on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in September. Please go and check out that video and see that, and you will really understand why I'm pushing this as much as I am, because this is a world pandemic that we're dealing with. And I'm not talking about COVID-19. I'm talking about our emotional state of mind. And I need to get you linked up with a trainer at RIM or with Ungun Institute or whomever. And we need to get you to a better place. So Monique, it's been a pleasure being here. And I thank you, sister.
A pleasure, and you're coming back. We're going to give you a whole hour because we need more Ungun energy. And thank you to the collective where we need to be. Divorce Your Story,
we need that.
Past where you thought they said you couldn't do it, or your issues with your parents, you have to just divorce that story and marry your truth. And there's a reason why you're moving forward in your brand. So
yes, thank you.
She's gonna help you guys move forward. Have a beautiful evening, and we're gonna check back with you.
Thank you. Bye, thank you. Sis. Take bye, care.
Bye. All right.
Bye, bye.
Bye, Dr. Marty. All right, guys. We were lucky enough to have Dr. She's a busy lady. Make sure you connect with her. I want to check in with my girl, Tiara Moore from Save Our Jewel. This is a Power Pack show. Is Tiara in the wings? Yes. So, guys, while we're getting Tiara up, just a quick reminder, we've got some casting still coming up with the Pandemic Project. We're on our last leg here. Anchorage, Alaska, you're up next. I'll be there next Saturday, the 14th through the 17th. And if you have a COVID-19 pandemic story, survival story, entrepreneur story, if you want to just tell your side of it from your point of view, from your lens, we're interviewing entrepreneurs and essential workers, medical professionals, everybody, teachers and doctors and everybody. So email us at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. And after that, we'll be in D.C. And we'll be in L.A. and San Diego following that, as well as St. Louis, Amarillo, Texas, and Phoenix, and those dates will be later on in December. And make sure you mark your calendar for New Year's Eve for our premiere of our film trailer. It's a super-sized, big, big, large trailer. Usually it's about a minute and a half for a film trailer. We're doing 3 minutes live on the Roku channel through BUTV, all right? So save that, 7 p.m. Pacific on New Year's Eve. And I think I might have Tiara coming on here. Let's see if we've got her.
I'm here.
Yeah, yay! How you doing, beautiful?
How's it going?
Going good. It's a little chilly here in California today. We got some rain.
Is it?
How's it going over there in the Georgia Peach State?
Yes, it's going pretty good. You know, it's going pretty good. You know, with the whole election thing. You know, it's been a lot going on, but pretty good.
Sounds like we heard what the people wanted out there, and we're glad that the election is behind us and we can all move forward. Like as my former guests were saying, everybody's ready to move forward and be positive and keep our brand going. Let's tell everyone who you are once again and recap your moving your brand. It's Save Our Jewels brought to you by Rain, or Rain brought to you by Save Our Jewels. Can you tell us a little bit about that shift? And
yes. Yeah, so I am an ambassador for the Justice for My Jewel campaign. And what we do is we educate menstruators about the dangers of conventional pads and tampons, and we offer them a healthy and safe alternative. That healthy and safe alternative is called Rain Premium Sanitary Napkins, formerly known as Jewel Premium Sanitary Napkins. And the reason why we did the name change is because we are in the process of expanding our brand to be an international brand. And there is a product in the UK that is called Jewel. So we're like, okay, well, we don't. Yeah, when we expand, so we were like, okay, let's go ahead and do this name change so we can be ready to rock and roll internationally. But yeah, so what we do is we lead with the education. So a lot of people just are unaware of how toxic our feminine care products really are. A lot of those pads that we buy in the store, even the tampons, they're bleached, which produces dioxin, a chemical that causes cancer, reproductive problems, and developmental problems. They also have acetone in there. They have styrene, which is found in car tires, in there. Chloroethane used in styrofoam cups is in there. Main ingredients used in petroleum refining is in there. So it's just terrible.
That's not how you treat a jewel.
That is not how you treat a jewel. That is correct. Yes. And so, you know, we lead with the education. We let, you know, our menstruators know, okay, this is what you're putting on your body, the most sensitive part of your body. And then we let them know, okay, this is what you can do to alleviate these problems that you're having with your cycle that are due to the toxic chemicals, like the heavy bleeding, the clotting, the cramping, the odor. All of that is contributed to the toxins in the pads and also the way the pads are made. So yeah. Our product, let me show you this beautiful packaging. Our product is solves that problem. So this is the jewel pad. Beautiful. Okay. Can you see that? Because I do have my light on. Is that light too bright?
Yeah. Or just turn it like, just turn it down like this a little. Okay. Well, yeah. But it's pink with a little bit of like glittery purple.
Uh-huh. And let me turn my light off. Maybe that'll help a little bit.
Okay. Oh, no.
Turn it back on. Okay.
Yeah, but we see it. But we see it. You guys, the packaging is so sleek and beautiful. Yeah. Good for the environment. So
mm-hmm. Here's the rain packaging. So as you can see, we got a little bit more of a pop with the pink, making it a little bit brighter with the jewel, because we're still having the Justice for My Jewel campaign. We're still about protecting the jewel. Jewel meaning the person, but also the sensitive part down there, right? So the jewel.
Your pink.
Yes. Yeah. So we have 5 models. We have panty liners without wings. We have panty liners with wings. Well, this is the one without wings. The one I just showed you is with the wings. We also have the moderate flow. We have heavy flow. We also have super heavy flow. So we have something for every person. And what I'm also excited about is we are partnering with businesses. We're partnering with organizations to help you make money as you help us spread this campaign. Yes. Who likes money? Who likes money?
I'm so excited. We all love money. And we have an announcement, you and I too, right? We're doing something together, right?
Yes, yes, yes. So beginning December 1st, Monique is partnering with us. She is doing a fundraiser to help with all the wonderful things that she's doing with her startup. And you all can get on this action too. So let me tell you. So what you do is you sell one of our models for $10, okay? We are giving you $3 off of that pack. So that's 30%. I mean, a lot of people who do fundraisers, they're giving you like 10%. We're giving you 30%. Get excited. Get excited. Okay? But then if you sell our lifestyle pack, which is all 5 models, that's $45. You get to keep $10 off of those sales. $10. So that adds up. That adds up. So what we're doing, yes. And so we're launching the $1 million for 100 organizations project. We're hoping to bless at least 100 businesses or 100 organizations with at least $1 million to help them fund their mission, their goals, their dreams, whatever it is that's needed to, help propel their business. And it's so great because with a lot of fundraisers, okay, people are donating money, but what do they get back? Yes, you get the feeling, you get back the feeling of doing something great and I've, helped an organization fund their mission. But when you are going to help Monique, when you help Monique with her fundraiser, not only are you giving, but you're getting something back. What are you getting? You're getting a healthy, comfortable, dry menstrual experience. Okay. A lot of our people who use our pads,
the period.
Yes, period odor is gone. The clotting is going away. The cramping is going away. Length of cycle is going down. I mean, wonderful. Like, no more popping the pills because you're cramping. No more messing up your clothes because our pad is 10 times more absorbent than all the pads on the market. Okay? So you are going to be able to be on your period and be in confidence. You don't have to worry about anything while you're at work, while you're out shopping, while you're laying in the bed. You can just be on your cycle in confidence, right? So that is what you're getting back.
Tiara, we're coming back to you. I believe you're on next week or the week after we get the full beat. And we're going to have her, she's going to break it down, do her other examples. We had a little technical issue last time, but we got that covered. Thank you for being here. Save our jewels by rain. Where can they find you really quickly? We've got 1 minute.
Yes, so you can find me on Instagram at Save Our Jewels. I'm also Facebook, Save Our Jewels. And on my website is www.saveourjewels.com. So if you would like to fundraise with us, just click on the fundraiser tab on my website and you can learn more information.
You guys, if you're at home unemployed and depressed about something, this is something really feel good that you get behind. I'll be launching my campaign and we can do this together, make some money for your causes and for this cause and for everything. So thank you so much, Tiara. And as always, thank everybody. You. What will you start up today? Be Be safe. Be good to each other.
Bye-bye. You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.